Hello?
Yes, is this Kareem?
Yeah, this is him. How are you, Mr. Steve?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Good. How are you doing?
Yes, Kareem.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to, you know, Brian, he told me that you want to speak. I told him about the thing yesterday that popped up, and he told me he would let you know, and I told him, you know, I told him that let me speak to you, and then he said, you know, you talked to Netflix or something like that. I didn't really understand, so I wanted to talk to you more about it.
I believe I have cleared you when we talked that I will have a meeting with Netflix in the next week, and then I will get back to you.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So I didn't get the purpose of continuously calling and calling and calling for the same thing. We have already discussed this.
No. I didn't call. I told, you know, Brian that, you know, I have an offer with Disney and I have an offer with Hulu. I think there's, you know, there was a miscommunication between all of us, but from the start, not from now. But I told him there's an offer.
Kareem, there might be some miscommunication in the start, but the day before yesterday when we had a conversation, I clearly told you that I will have a meeting with Netflix in the next week.
Exactly.
And then I will get back to you.
Yeah, but Brian didn't do his due diligence, nor did he do his job. Because what I told Brian, and that's the problem with this company. Y'all don't, you know, listen, that's my problem too. You know, when I told Brian yesterday, he called me, I told him specifically that, okay, please let Mr. Steve know I have two deals from, you know, that's me being nice. I don't have to tell you nothing, but that's me being respectful. That there is a Disney deal and there is a Hulu deal and there is a Peacock deal that they need answers by today. Now, I was very, you know, nice and humble to them today that we've agreed on a Wednesday cap. You know, Wednesday means they're giving me until Wednesday to decide either am I going with Netflix, am I going with Hulu, am I going with Peacock, because I can't go with all four companies at one time. I have to choose between these four companies. This is why I told, you know, Brian to give you a call, because that came out of nowhere just yesterday in the afternoon. And I don't know what he told you or what was said, and maybe that's why you're confused. You call me, oh, why do you keep calling? We already discussed it. No, we did not. I told him the scenario and told him to pass it to you, which he didn't. That's what it looks like. And so now
Brian,
I'm passing it to you again.
No. Brian has done his due diligence. He has told me about this. But how can I commit you anything without having a meeting with Netflix?
I didn't say that. I told Brian, this is the problem, Mr. Steve. There's a three company. It's Hulu, Peacock, and Disney. They finalized the deals. They said, this is the deal, this is the deal, this is the deal. I said, okay, we still have Netflix on the way, but they gave big numbers, so their numbers are pretty huge, which I could have said, I accept it, deny Netflix, but I was respectful and said, okay, let me call Mr. Steve and tell him, so that way he meets with them, and then they decide whatever, you know, number or whatever, if they agree to it or not, and then I can either deny, because I can't go with four different companies. You probably know this. You can only go with one company. So you have, I mean, Netflix has until Wednesday. That's when the other companies, actually, today was the last day, which they gave me that late notice yesterday. But I told them that I'm working with, I didn't really tell them I'm working with anybody. I just told them, give me until Wednesday. So that way you have an opportunity to meet with Netflix and give them the insights. So that way Netflix doesn't think I'm disrespectful. And I went to another deal without confirming it with y'all or with them or whatever. So they're giving me until Wednesday to say yes or nay. And I can't really say yes or nay until I know, okay, how much is Netflix willing to offer me for this idea, for this robust idea that will bring them revenue.
All right,
you know,
Kareem, I got your point. I got your point. So I was trying from 2 days to get in contact with Netflix people and schedule a meeting, but unfortunately it couldn't happen this week. I will try to get it done in the next week. And as you're saying that you have time till Wednesday, so I will update you on Tuesday. What's the update? Whatever it is, I'll get back to you on Tuesday.
Yeah,
and we'll
I'm
let
not,
you know.
You know, this is not to be rude. You working very hard. Brian is working very hard. But just like you guys have stress under your belt, I also have
Kareem, I got your point. I got your concerns as well. But the problem is, you are calling at least 10 times a day, and everyone is just keep telling me that I got you. Kareem called for me. Kareem called for me. Currently, even right now, I'm calling you from my home. Because I just got a notification from my senior manager that whatever the problem is going on, you have to sort this out. I have a very busy schedule. That's why I couldn't get back to you.
No problem. So this is what I'll do from this point on, so that way it doesn't become any, not a bother, but anything. I'm going to wait.
That would be really helpful, Kareem. I myself will get back to
you.
I'm
not trying to be, you know, when I do this, it's not being rude. It's just following up in a sense of and showing you guys that I'm responsible enough to follow up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. You said whatever you want to say. I appreciate your work. I appreciate Brian's work and Ryan's work. Now I'm just going to wait until Wednesday. I'm just going to hold my horses.
Yeah.
Wait
that
until
would be
Wednesday,
great. Thank you so much for understanding, Kareem.
I will expect a call from you. I'm not going to call. I'm not going to do anything until Wednesday.
Thank you so much for understanding, Kareem.
Until
Wednesday.
I myself will.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that I have to accept those other deals, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Disney, Hulu, Peacock, they kept calling me maybe 4 or 5 times today and yesterday
mm-hmm.
with massive amounts of money, deals, right, which I could have said yes to. Deny Netflix, that's being rude, I'm not that kind of person. I said, you know what? No, I want to give Netflix an opportunity for them
mm-hmm.
to, you know, enjoy a show that will hit the international market and the
mm-hmm.
U.S. market at a massive level
mm-hmm.
and give them an opportunity. And I'm sure, you know, me and Netflix will work very good together. They're very good people. The staff are amazing. But, you know, I don't have to accept Hulu's offer. At any point, if Netflix gives me a wonderful offer, I can say to them, no, I don't have, you know this, I don't have to accept it, anything. I can just say no. So in the meantime, I'll just wait until Wednesday. Give me a call at your convenience. Try to schedule it with them. You took the amount of you, I told you what the project, I mean,
mm-hmm.
what, in order for them to take permission,
mm-hmm.
I need about, you know the number that I can't disclose it outside, but you know the number that I told you.
I do remember.
Acting for this project, and Disney and Hulu and Peacock came to me with a bigger deal. But I said, you know what? Since this is the first time I'm working with Netflix, let
uh-huh.
me go ahead and, you know, give them a smaller deal. Actually, Peacock, Hulu, and Disney gave me double the price that I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
I'm giving you guys
an opportunity to work at a lower price because it's my first time working with Netflix.
All right,
I could have
Kareem.
Basically sold it at a higher amount. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm trying to say. You know?
Mm-hmm. I got your point.
Just subscribe
to
them, see what they say, and and then we'll go from there.
Sure. So I will get back to you on Tuesday, and I'll update you whatever the situation is.
And there's no, concern that this is happening after 6 months. I've spoken to my partner, and he said it's fine if it happens after 6 months, like the shooting and everything. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
not a problem as long as we know, and we're not waiting on a $50K or $2 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I got
so,
it.
But I'll wait patiently, no problem. Speak to them. The deadline is Wednesday with the other deals. So just speak to them and just let me know.
Sure, I will.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, then. Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend.
Yep,
same to you, Kareem. Bye-bye.
You too, Mom.